Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. I have been looking forward to this conversation for quite some time. And Randy Rolf, I don't quite understand what letters mean behind people's names. And so I'm going to let you explain what those are. And then also say how much I enjoyed it. I want to say it was like five years ago when I first had the privilege of hearing you speak at an event in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Yeah. And I went, oh my goodness, there's people like my mom who taught me nutrition from a very, very early age. And as an adult, I'm so grateful. And I don't know if I used the term back then, geeking out over what you shared, but it was such a delight. So I've been looking forward for this for a while. But explain, you know, the different careers that you're involved in, and then let's talk about how NECAN evolved and entered into your life.
Sure, I'd love to. Yeah, it all began when I traveled every summer with my parents. My parents were amateur anthropologists, and so wherever we went, they had us learn about it, and I got a wonderful world view that people were similar everywhere. You know, they wanted to be happy and safe and healthy, and so I really decided I would make a difference in the world and try to create world peace. And I originally thought I'd be an international diplomat. I went to law school. I studied international law. And then I fell in love with my college sweetheart. We got married, and I thought, well, if I'm running around like Kissinger, I'm not going to have much of a family life. So we bought an old farmhouse in upstate New York and had our babies there. And I was starting to write, and I educated myself about nutrition. I have about 500 books on nutrition. And in 1980, I got a degree in clinical nutrition, but I'd left the law, and when I was in upstate New York, this is where NECAN started for me in 1975, we helped Indians and farmers fight the New York Power Company that was putting a high voltage transmission line across their land. And so we learned about the dangers of electromagnetic pollution back in the mid-70s. And our old farmhouse had a dirt basement, so I realized we weren't blocked from the magnetic field of the earth, and the wind actually blew through the house until we renovated it. So we were very, very close to nature, and that's why we had moved there. But we ran out of money, came back to Philadelphia, got legal jobs, and raised the kids. And people started asking me why I was having such success with my kids. And I had done a lot of study, been all over the world, looked at other families. And so I wrote my first book. So I've written four books on parenting and a lot on health. And meanwhile, I just did all whole foods. I had educated my husband over breakfast about what I was reading about nutrition. And I said, you know, the simplest thing is just to throw out everything in our kitchen and pantry and start over again. He said, okay, cool. So we've eaten whole foods, organic foods, ever since 1971. And that's it. I've been writing books and giving nutrition lectures, and had a family counseling practice where I always included nutrition, because so many of the struggles in families were about people just being irritable and tired and sick. And when I got them on a good diet, they did a whole lot better. So then when the kids were getting ready for college, I was like, okay, I want to reach more people with the message of natural health and healthy family life. And I put it out there the summer of 1997. Give me a way, please, to reach more people and make some money. because that's, you need money to live and to share and to teach. And that's when a naturopathic physician I'd met in the alternate health care community in Philadelphia called me and said, you really ought to know about this company. And I said, look, if it's network marketing, don't talk to me. Every nutrition company has been after me because I've been teaching it. They figure I can distribute it. I don't want to just sell one bottle at a time and convince people my vitamins are better than their vitamins. He said, no, this is totally different. This is unique. It's from Japan. And I'll send you a tape. Back in those days, tapes. And I kept forgetting to put it in my car. I was really busy and getting a theology degree at the time, and as well as raising the kids and writing some books. And so he said, well, let me stop over. And I'm like, oh, come on. No, 30 minutes. I'll give you 30 minutes, Bob. So he came over and started to tell me about it. And the light went off. I'm like, this is what I've been praying for. I'm sorry, I'm going to tear up. This is ridiculous. But anyhow, I said, that's it. When he told me that this brilliant man in Japan had figured out products to restore us to natural energy to protect us against electromagnetic pollution, I'm like, wow, here I am living in a suburban home with a concrete basement, and I can have the same energy that I had living in the little cottage in the wilderness of upstate New York. And so he said, well, let me show you some of the products. So he started pulling the sleep pad out of his car, and he put me on the floor and started rolling my back, and I didn't have any problems that I knew of. And I just kept asking him questions. How does this work? And so before you know it, I had sold two sleep systems to two fellow women writers from New York City who weren't sleeping. I loaned them to them, and they said, I haven't had that kind of good sleep in years. So I became an executive within my first month, and so on. So here I am 24 years later, just loving it. So it works into a lot of my first clients were my parenting counseling clients and nutrition clients. So it's just, it's a gift. And Niken is such a gift, and it was only 20 years old then, now it's 45. but I feel the same as I did 25 years ago, actually better, because I did have some old back injuries that still bothered me, but sleeping on the sleep system, that completely disappeared. So that's my story.
Randy, you know, what's amazing to me is my mom turns 80. This week. And,
good.
You know, I was looking at the calendar, and my two brothers and I, we were her guinea pigs growing up, along with a lot of the neighbor kids. Same, almost exactly the same. She, you know, went into nutrition just based on she knew, and she had some serious, not really issues, but just what her doctor actually told her when she was pregnant with my brother. This was back in 1960, it would have been 65, 66, as she was born in 66. And she said, do you want to, he actually said it this way, raise a diabetic child, because the amount of sugar you're taking in into your body,
wow,
you're altering the womb. And it so scared her that she completely went the other direction. And so again, whole foods, the whole nine yards. And of course, I don't have any PTSD or wounds from not being able to eat, you know, Cocoa Puffs or, you know, all the others. We just, that was things we didn't eat, cold cereal. And I still don't to this day. I just don't like it. I've never, at 53, I've never eaten a Pop-Tart. I don't know why people would. I read the ingredients once, and that was enough. But looking at, I'm curious, before we segue, because I want to talk about, you and I had the privilege, along with lots and lots of other people a couple weeks ago, to experience awakening the five pillars and this transformational leadership led by our friend Antoine over at Let's Make Innovation. But before we leave the subject of nutrition, there is so much that Nikan has to offer, or even like, as you said, the world, all people around the globe. And I'm not going to quote statistics of where we are in the West because they're just not good. And what would you say, you know, I mean, I know KVB is phenomenal, but unlike my mom, and I hound our three daughters about this, even our youngest at 12, I said, don't fall into a grandma rut. And what I mean by that is don't do the same thing every single day. There's so many different things we can consume. And again, I love Kenzen Vital Balance. I love adding, you know, other things to it. I love, you know, organic peanut butter powder or some ground flaxseed or, there's just so, chia seed is fantastic. I love adding, you know, other things to it to alter the, not so much the flavor, but just to boost the protein because I just can. And it's fun to play that way. But besides the KVB, what are some other things nutritionally to start our day that you found to, because I've never met your husband, I've seen pictures of him, and you guys both look way younger than I know you are, and I know nutrition plays a huge part of that, but also the healthy mind, the, you know, all the other factors. Give us some examples of some basic things that can really give us that boost in the morning.
Yes, well, absolutely. That's another part of my Nikan story that I just fell in love with the whole energy approach, as I talked about. But I thought, well, could they also be at the top of nutrition? So I even avoided looking at their nutritionals for a month or two. But then I thought, gosh, they have such expertise behind all this science. It must be good. So I really investigated their nutrition line, and it was ahead of everything out on the market. And like Nikan says with everything else, that, you know, if there's something already on the market, they will do something better and more advanced. And they're nutritionals are superb, and I've been a counselor at several health food stores, and the salesman would come in and say, oh, we have this mushroom immunity, and I'm like, oh, Nikan's had that for 2 years, and it's a better quality and proprietarily grown organic mushrooms, you know. So that's the quality that you're looking at. So I don't mind distributing Nikan nutritionals. And we take everything that Nikan makes because of the quality. And one of the things I like so much about it is the way it's produced is totally safe from as much as possible from food sources and organic. And also the best thing I think compared to other nutritionals is that it's physiologically based. You never overdose anything. So you don't have to be a nutritionist to judge the quantities, because they're dosed so that you can't overdose. It's at the range of the highest quality food you might eat. Like the vitamin A is like if you had, you know, some goose liver every morning or something like that. It never is too much for your body. So it's not a pharmaceutical, I hate the word nutraceutical, because it's not a medication. It's not a therapy. It's designed to support your body. So if you take the daily four in the morning for male and female, and the vegetarian omega-3, get those good fatty acids, and the KVB, yes, it's amazing. I just read, just ordered the book by a woman who cured her husband. I'm not supposed to use that word. Helped her husband with Alzheimer's by using the MCTs that are the middle chain triglycerides that are the so high in the KVB. So I could go on forever.
I think Randy, and I'd love to hear, as you just said, it's like we need that reminder again and again and again that the Kenzen Vital Balance is not a weight loss diet drink. It was never formulated for that. I mean, I remember months and months and months, and I don't remember how I got some of the insider, you know, secret information about it, but they kept talking about Alzheimer's, dementia, memory loss. We are developing a formula to help combat that, to help lessen the impact. And I'm thinking, wonderful, another, you know, a product, you know, a nutritional that we just swallow more pills. And that's not. Neekan has never taken that approach. And I like your perspective too when you say that, you know, there's so many other companies and so many other products out there, but Neekan has always taken that leading edge. And we forget that too sometimes as seasoned consultants that it really is, it truly is a research and development company. Yes, somehow disguised as a network marketing company, and we miss that entirely. I want to switch, in the time that we have remaining, looking at what you and I had the privilege of experiencing 2 weekends ago, the transformational leadership, and because your background as being in counseling, I kept seeing you on the screen, and I kept thinking in my mind, oh my goodness, I'll bet Randy is just loving this. Because working in that industry, and when you and I just briefly spoke yesterday, you talked about being able to help people find out where they're at, what their strong suits are, what their weak suits are. And let's talk about that, you know, that evaluation we took. And it's simple. It's only 13 questions. And if you don't have it, please reach out to me, email me, call me, text me, and I'll make sure you get it. It's one of those things that I've shared with so many people in the last couple of weeks and said, hey, you should do this. It's fun. How impactful is that? Again, and I'm looking at the healthy mind and the healthy society pillars, but it overlaps and it could be, you know, the family. Huge, huge impactful thing. Let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah, any relationship, it's so helpful to have just a concept of there's basically 4 archetypes, and I got interested in it in high school because they did base a lot of the psychology and medicine on these 4 types back in Shakespeare's time, and I did a paper on it in high school, and I thought this makes sense. And when I was in my nutrition class, I learned that there were basically 4 metabolic types, and I'm like, oh, what if these are related? Well, they are directly related, and that's I wrote my 6th book on that, the 4 temperaments. And so I got really excited when Neekan was doing this all day workshop on it. They had done some of that in a gold training I was long ago at Neekan. But this was a whole day on it. And the 13 questions, related primarily to how you respond to building a team in Neekan. So it's really focused on being a consultant, but it did try to identify those 4 types. And I noticed a few people were in the wrong group because as leaders in Neekan, we do, like you mentioned yesterday, we learn to adjust our conversation to the people we're talking to. Even if we're one of these 4 types, we don't have to be that type all the time, like the really analytical person. If you're talking to a person who's really focused on relationships, it's best not to just be the super analytical stuff and throw a whole lot of information on them when they really want to know how to convince somebody to try and you can. So it's really helpful to not only know your own type and then try to balance it out, but also be able to recognize other types. If they want to be, you know, first in line, they want to lead a huge group, you can know that pretty quick. Or if there's someone who really just wants to help hundreds of people and they don't even want to stand in the front of the room. So when you know these 4 types, you can recognize them more quickly. And they have Carl Jung based his psychology on it. Myers-Briggs is based on that. All through the Middle Ages, it's based on that. Hippocratic medicine was based on it. So it's very basic, and we are born with a dominant of archetype because of our hormones. And that's what I learned in my nutrition classes, that when we're under stress, there are four different hormone systems that our bodies look to. Like the analytical people their thyroid dominates, so they go for sugar or carbohydrates, breads, wine. So it's a fascinating science. So that was the insiders that are analytical, they're detail-minded, and it was so interesting when the groups brought back their presentations. Their presentations really came out exactly the way their minds work. So it was wonderful to watch. I had a lot of fun. So I don't know if you want me to go into more detail or not.
Well, and I as you just said, I never even thought about that. I'm sitting in our middle daughter's bedroom, and she is studying right now accounting. She's quite the analytical engineering mind type person, and barely into 21. The plan, anyways, and I keep saying it this way. This is the track we're on. Right after her 21st birthday next fall, she will have her master's degree in accounting. And what's funny is she's Chinese by birth. We brought her home when she was just 7 months old, and what's funny is she eats a ton of bread. She loves bread. I mean, and it's not part of the culture. You don't see now. I mean, again, it's China, okay?
Yeah.
Pasta and bread is not, but she loves that. And I never thought about it until just now. And then the other two categories, the other three, you talked about the insightful person, that analytical. And I remember those four quadrants from Gold Training as well, but the humanizer, the person like Dennis Williams or Dr. Gary Lindner, who really looks at life from that perspective and information, and then the visionary, myself is way out there, and then the maker, roll up our sleeves, let's get this done. And Randy, what category were you in? I mean, dominantly, what was your strong suit?
The humanizer. Yeah, they're people. They tend to be philosophical, love teaching. If you find a person who just loves teaching and is always looking to help people understand stuff, they're usually the humanizers. And they metabolize fat. They like fat, like cheesecake and cream cheese and salmon. Scallops and shrimp and those kinds of things. They're not really big on chocolate or coffee like the analyzers. It's a fascinating science, really. But I had so much fun with the humanizers, and it was all about just having fun and creating that cartoon thing we did. The visionaries are usually what they used to call type A personalities. They're drivers. They have endless energy, and they love protein and salt, and they'll eat a hamburger instead of ice cream. Seriously. So if you have lunch with a prospect, you can actually make a good guess of which of these four archetypes they are. And that's when I first started having fun with that. When I had lunches with other lawyers, I would start telling them about themselves when I saw what they ordered. And they were like blown away. It was so much fun.
Well, and I think, because some would ask, well, what does this have to do with Nikan? Well, it has everything to do with Nikan, the entire humans being more, our philosophy, our core values of who we are, and being able to discover, live it, share it with other people, if we can ask some of those, questions, and being able to think about it. And as you're sharing this, I'm thinking about, my two brothers and I, and things that that we enjoy. Catching my brother as we're really young, and I admit I shouldn't have been in his room, and I shouldn't have been crawling under his bed, but finding a box of cake mix open with a spoon out of it. He would eat it. Oh man, is he ever mad at me?
Oh my goodness. Well, it is so valuable. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
It is so valuable as when you're prospecting, especially if you know what type you are, but also recognizing that the visionaries usually are very interested in being number one, being a leader. They're competitive, and they look at the big picture. They want to have accomplished big goals. So you don't want to tell them, you know, how the thing works. They just want to know if they can make an impact on the world and or on their family or whatever it is. When you're talking to a maker, they're usually very family focused. They want things to go right in their family. They master things. They work very hard, like many nurses, soldiers, people who want action are those makers, and that's actually phlegmatic in the ancient system. And so you want to talk to them about impacting people's families, making people healthier, helping them build a good lifestyle. And then with the inciter people, they do want to hear the details. Well, how does the thing work? Does it really work? You know, show me the structure of your organization. They will love that. And but if you try to do that with one of the other types, they're just going to glaze over. So with the humanizer, like myself, you will tell them how they can teach people to live better and be healthier, and how they can have an impact teaching people about. I mean, I used to describe the compensation plan in our old wellness previews because I love teaching, and it just seems so transparent and clear. I loved teaching that. So those are the basic four things that people are going to be presenting to you. And I actually use a thumbnail description where the visionary is the one about leadership, and the maker is the one about loyalty. Yes, it's about loyalty, and the humanizer is about love, relationships, and the insightful person is about liberty. They really are interested in freedom, and the details are all how do we get to where we want to go. So and it's probably confusing, but it does work that way.
I would say exactly the opposite. It's not confusing at all. And as you're sharing this and giving us more insight, I love the email that we received this week from Let's Make Innovation, those of us who did the survey. And I want to encourage people again. And as you're explaining it, I'm going, this is so profound because it's so much fun to be able to simply, and I don't like the word prospect people. I have never liked that. I hated it as a kid. I mean, maybe hate's too strong of a word, but being able to share something with somebody and say, hey, would you mind doing this for me? And then even if we can't get together in person, could we chat about it on the phone? Or, you know, if you have an iPhone, I love to FaceTime people because I can see their response and it forces them to actually be all there and not multitask. And using something like this as just a conversational, so we don't have to all be, you know, a clinical psychologist or counselors like yourself, Randy. We don't have to go to, and if, but if we can if we want to. But being able to be in a group of people or individual one-on-one and find out where people are at, and then being able to, I think you didn't use the word sway, but fine-tune our conversation so it's more fitting to where they're coming from. And
exactly.
I have a nurse friend that, you know, I was thinking about it, that, you know, occupationally, she's a nurse. And I did ask her months ago, because she's really into physical fitness, and I simply asked her, why do you do this? Why are you so concerned about taking care of your body? And she pointed at her two kids. She's a single mom. And she said, it's for them. I've got to take care of this body so I can be around for them. And I went, oh, but then, you know, as you talked about, a nurse is that type of person who's the humanizer, one who's always looking for other people. And that's what she does occupationally, but that's her countenance as well, and who she is as a mom, who she is as a person, just so nurturing. And again, that's just one example. So, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, in families, helping with relationships, when you realize your kids are so different, if you understand that they're different archetypes, makes it much easier. But I love what you said about prospecting. I just was on a sales training, and they said, don't ever, ever sell. All you do is interview. And if you know some of about these four types, then you kind of, you know what questions to ask to really get deeper to what they really want. So it, just interviewing, like you said, conversation.
Yeah, because I think of my friend, my Wendy, and just simply asking a question, you know, for example, you know, this month it would be, you know, World Water, you know, Awareness Month. Hey, are you concerned about the water you're putting into your body? Have you thought about that? Would you be open to looking at some information? And again, taking it back, and that's the key. And Leo LeMay keeps driving this home to all of us. It's not about, as you just said, being a salesperson. It's about being a good interviewer. And you know, we didn't even have a chance to touch, when you use the word liberty, can you remind us your husband, the lineage, the genealogy that he's from, pretty instrumental, and I remember hearing him give, or you gave a presentation on a Seiko Kai a year and a half ago, and let's finish with that. Tell us about your husband and what he brings to the mix here.
Oh, sure, yes. He actually wrote a book about it called The First America's First Entrepreneur, because his ancestor, John Rolfe, who people know that he married Pocahontas, and he brought tobacco to the U.S., which was the number one export for the first 100 years of our country. But he was actually on, there was a TV show that said he was the first American entrepreneur, but Jay had already named his book that. But he created the first successful enterprise on this continent from the European point of view. And so it's all about, you know, so many people came from Europe to find their independence or to build a fortune. And he was able to do both. And when he married Pocahontas, he created a peace that lasted 10 years. So that's why we speak English. English actually got a foothold because by marrying Pocahontas, he created 10 years of peace with the local Indians. So it's a great story, and it does fit so much with Nikan, because Nikan is all about creating health, but also independence for families, so that parents can be with their children instead of everybody going in different directions for 10 hours every day. It's such an exciting business opportunity, and what finer thing could we do than help people achieve all five pillars, and especially stop hurting, you know, and stay young. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Well, Randy, thank you so, so very much. And if you jumped on a little bit into it, Randy Rolfe has been our guest. You can catch this conversation at SaturdayAMLive.com, either in the 2022 recording section, or you'll see a picture. Oh, I forgot to ask you for a photo. Randy, so when you get a chance of you and your husband, or just you, and it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be a glamour shot, but we like to post those on the website. And Randy, if I don't usually ask this, but I just feel inclined to do it, what's the easiest way to for people to get a copy, especially your book on books on nutrition? What's the easiest way for them to obtain those?
Oh, just go to Amazon, or actually my website, randyroth.com. All my books are there. The four temperaments, shameless plug for that, that are all about the four temperaments. And I also have a book called The True Secret to Weight Loss is Energy. And that's definitely mentions Niken a lot.
All right. And it's R-A-N-D-Y. Sometimes Randy spelled with an I, but it's with a Y. And then Rolf,
yes.
The last name, R-O-L-F-E.
Yeah.
So again, randyrolf.com is the website. And I remember seeing them on at that event we were at in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And why I didn't pick any of them up is beyond me. But I would, again, mesmerized. And I followed you from a distance over the years, and people say, oh, we just, you know, heard she spoke on that. And I'm like, give me the link. I want to watch the playback. And because it really is fun when we figure out, as you just said, this thing called Niken, as you started with this, the word gift. And I've always looked at it that way. And it's great to receive a gift, but it's so much more fun being able to share it and ask people, hey, have you thought about this, or would you consider this? It is a lot of fun. So, Randy, again, thank you. Thank you. I really, really appreciate this. I'm going to go back and re-listen to several of the things you said, because it's tough for me in the morning to actually take notes, so I don't. I go back and listen, then I sit and take notes, and that's why we record these. So blessings to you again and to your husband. And I presume he is with you on this vacation, correct?
Oh, of course, yes. We're very dedicated to one another. In this month, we'll be married 54 years. No, 53.
Wow.
53 years.
As long as I've been alive. And see, I that's what's so amazing. So you guys got married when you were five, then, if I'm doing the math correctly.
Right.
Well, again, thank you so very much. Have a fantastic rest of the weekend. And as a reminder again, folks, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and have fun poking around on there. But the playback for this, to be able to share it with other people, and you just copy and paste the link, click on it once it starts playing, and go up there in the URL, you know, address box, copy it, paste it into a text, into an email. I do it all the time. It's so fun and so simple. And one of the simple ways, and I don't want to get onto a training about this, but one of the simple ways that I've found is calling somebody and say, hey, would you have an opportunity, or take a few minutes to listen? I heard this interview the other day and I thought of you. And then just give this big long pause and watch how they respond back. Well, what do you mean you thought of me? Am I sick, or did this person talk about people like me? No. Well, I think you'll enjoy it. Would you take the opportunity to listen to it? And most people say yes. So anyways, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks again to our guest, Randy Rolf, and we look forward to catching you again next Saturday. It'll be here before you know it. So for now.